We've been to a very, very interesting and special and strong event at the building of the Mishkan. The first week, Aaron and his sons were sitting and watching Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, he was the one that was activating and doing everything during the first week. And then at the beginning of the work, the real work of the Kohanim, Aaron and his sons, in front of the eyes of all of the nation, the two of the sons of Aaron, they were so excited and so into the work that they decided to do something that they were not commanded to do. And immediately comes the fire and burns them. And as Rashi is bringing it, it was a fire that came and burned them from within. So again, at the middle of the celebration, the big festival, everyone is watching, and suddenly that tragedy happens. Now, let's look at the perspective of Aaron HaKohen. He just lost two of his sons at the moment. Inside of the sorrow, inside of the pain, inside of all of that experience and all of the hard feelings for sure are coming to a father that is losing two of his sons. That's the personal side. And let's look at the side that it happens in front of all of the nation. Everyone sees it. Everyone. In the middle of the festival, everyone is happy, everyone is so, and that tragedy happens, and you don't have no one to say, look, I'm only one of the Kohanim, but there are others Kohanim, they did a mistake. No, it's your sons. It's his sons, so it's just, in a way, it must be another aspect to worry about, to be ashamed, to have more sorrow. And immediately Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to comfort his brother, and he's telling him, this is what I knew it's going to happen. What I knew? I knew that in order to bring everyone to understand the holiness and how deep and important is the Mishkan, someone had to die. So people understand that it's something that you need not only to come with all of your inspiration and no, you need to also have control of yourself, to have an aspect of fear, to know how to respect it, not only to follow your desires, your holy desires, but it's also desires. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him that I was sure one of us is going to die, or maybe the two of us. And now I see that your sons, they were even higher than us. This is the way he comforts his brother. I see that they were so high, they got like to such huge spiritual levels that is higher than you and me. But Aaron HaKohen, it's written, what was his reaction? Aaron HaKohen, his reaction, it's written in the verse, Vaidom Aaron. Vaidom, he stayed silent. And in Likutei Moharan, Rabbi Nachman is explaining, what is Vaidom? It could have been written Vaishtok, that he was just, he shut his mouth, he didn't talk, didn't say anything. But Vaidom means that he didn't speak, but he was also silenced from within. Because you can have so many angers and what to say and things, but you don't say it. No, he was silence from within. He was in deep silence. Now, every time I tell you that to choose to convert, whoever is chose that choice is a crazy act. I every time say it again, but today I'm going to tell you something about that decision from a different angle. The highest spiritual level that the nations got to, as it looks from my external view, is in the East. You see all the amazing yogis that can walk on knives, that can even, I don't know, to meditate for days and weeks, that can get to such deep wisdom. That's amazing. And it's written in the Sefer HaZohar that once one of the Hebrew sages met one of those Eastern sages, and he said that these were they also have the gifts of Avraham Avinu that he gave. Avraham Avinu gave a lot of presents that went to the East, presents of deep and real faith. And he says that the only difference between the Israeli faith, according to the way it appears in the Jewish religion, which is two things that you also need to recognize between, two terms, the Hebrew and the Jewish. It's not the same. Jewish is the religion, but Avraham HaIvri, the Hebrew, is where the root of faith came to the world. And that point is that point of silence. That point of silence. And our sages say that the difference between us and the amazing spirituality in the East is that we have a proof and an evident in our Torah to the will of the Creator. Okay? The level that you get to with meditation is the level that you can release all of your own self, private willings and wantings and desires and individual mind, and to release it, and to learn how to accept perfectly the reality, the way it is. But we know something about the will of the Creator, to do with it something. And that Creator is a part of the Hebrew soul, that this is what a convert wishes for, to take a part in that revealing of the will of the Creator, not only the force of life itself, which is common to all creatures and to all humans, of course. So, with all of that huge sorrow and suffering, the private and the plural of Aharon HaKohen, he's taking himself to that position of silence, Vayidom. And it's the same word, the same use we see with Eliyahu HaNavi in the book of Melachim, book of Kings. Eliyahu HaNavi, the prophet Eliyahu, he got himself into trouble and he's running away to the desert. And he's calling Hashem and he feels that he's alone in the world. No one is there with him. And he feels like all of the Jewish people, they all just left the faith, he's alone in the world, he's the only believer, he feels like everything is going to... He's saying it, I'm alone. Everyone left the Torah, they left the faith, they left the mitzvot, I'm alone. And then he's getting to a place in the desert, and the verse is saying that a very strong wind that can... Mefarek harim, how do you say, like... Lefarek, to break, can break mountains. Such a strong, like probably a tornado or something, that can break stones, can break mountains. Is Hashem here? No, Hashem is not in the wind. And then a huge noise comes, probably a storm with like yesterday, but maybe thousands times more. So loud! Is Hashem in the noise? No, Hashem is not in the noise. And after the noise comes the fire that can burn everything to ashes. Is Hashem in the fire? No, Hashem is not in the fire. And after the fire, called Mamadaka, a thin silence arises to his consciousness. And this is where the voice of Hashem, this is the channel of the voice of Hashem. Of course Hashem is in the wind, of course Hashem is in the fire, of course Hashem is everywhere. The Creator is everywhere. But how can we connect to Him? In that silence. And this is why Aaron is the man of peace. This is what our sages say. He's the one that was making peace between friends, between man and a wife and his wife. He's the one that was making peace everywhere. Why? Because he doesn't see it. He doesn't see that body, that character. He doesn't see you as an image. He's in the silence. He sees the purity of you. The one that is able to see the purity of people is the one that can make peace. Because if you're caught to consequences and to reasons and to blamings and this and this, okay, you can solve one, you can solve the second, you can solve the third, you can solve the fourth, but there is no end to it. We need to get beyond. When you get beyond it, this is how you solve problems. What that I'm saying now, in one place it can sound like I'm saying that Jewish religion and the Holy Torah is higher than other cultures, that it's higher than other spiritual ways. And it's true. This is what I'm saying. But, no, but, what I also want to say is that most of the Jewish people and most of the people that are supposed to be higher and to be light to the nations are not in that position. Because we lack the foundation, the base. We lack that place of silence, of connecting to the level of a full and perfect human first. And to build your new level on a stable foundation and a base. Now, this is the amazing point that I was learning from that silence of Aaron HaKohen. Inside of the shame, inside of the unbelievable pain of losing your sons, it's so strong to go to Bet Knesset and to see a father that is saying Kaddish on his son. It's not the way of nature. The way of nature is that the older walks in the way of nature, and one day he's going away and his son is saying Kaddish on him. This is the way of nature. But to see a mother or a father losing their child, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's a pain. And unfortunately, we have so much of that here. So much. We've just been after Yom HaZikaron, the Remembrance Day. So in order to really be able to to deal with our lives. And it's not only that pain, every kind of pain that we meet in our lives. We need to learn how to recognize between two definitions, two terms, to recognize between pain and suffering, to recognize between pain and suffering. Because pain is real. It happens in the present. It's connected to the root of our being. And when pain appears, in that moment it's just your life. And you just live it. You just live with it. If you're willing to accept it. Which most people don't. I can even say that it's too painful when you accept it and really go into it. It's too painful to suffer from it. Because suffering belongs to the mind. Suffering belongs to your thoughts. Suffering belongs to the fear that the pain is going to be so long. The fear that the next pain is going to arise and to come. And you suffer even though that it's already okay. But you're afraid from the next pain, so you suffer. I can share with you how I got to that understanding. I was talking to a friend about the birth of our wives, like how my wife when she gave birth and his wife. And we got to the understanding and the conclusion that from talking to our wives, not because we did it, and they gone through it. The construction is very painful. But between the constructions, you have time to rest. What makes the birth so hard is the fear, again, like I just said. During the contraction, no, I can't stand it anymore, I can't stand it. This is the side of suffering. It's not the pain itself. It's the thoughts. And between the contractions, you have time to rest, but you suffer. Why you suffer? No, another one is about to come, but it's not here yet. It's your time to rest. If you rest and you release, when the next one comes, you deal with it. It's hard, it's painful, but, you know, daughter looks at her mother. You should be so thankful. So thankful for that. This is the way it is. And my wife confirmed it to me. I wouldn't say it if it was wrong. But it's a symbol to all of our lives. Because every pain brings a new baby, even if it's not a physical child. Every pain brings you a new understanding, a new level of observing, a new nothing that you, it's a mistake that I'm trying to describe it even. It's a mistake. It's nothing that you can describe. And you might ask, so, and what about psychological pain, something that is going with you for years? This is not that kind of pain that you were talking, because I was talking about a physical pain. Every psychological issue that we have is connected to an experience that is stuck and wasn't completed. Now, again, let's talk about how to complete. Basically, all of our approach to reality is that we have an endless background. But every time we have one object that comes out of the background and becomes our experience. Okay, so we recognize it. This is how it comes out of the background and it becomes an object. So every experience begins with a recognition of the object. And then you start feeling it, you start experience it, you start think what you should do with it. Maybe it's a problem, maybe it's something that you want to improve, maybe it's something that is bothering you, maybe it's something that you like, maybe it's something that you want. Every object is different. And it's all part of the process of what we call experience. So we take that object with us to our journey during the time. And it's very important to point at the ending of the experience. How to really complete an experience. Okay, you done, you solved the problem, you whatever, you enjoyed your meal, whatever. The ending of every experience is by starting to go away from it, to bring it back to the background, and to let new place for a new object to arrive. And to really live an experience is something that you do like at the end of the 18. You take your steps back, you don't turn your back to it, because it's holy, it's your life. This is who you are, this is what you are, this is what you chose, this is what your being is or was connected to, and you're just now going away from it. It's holy. It's nothing that you can just turn your back to. Okay, I'm going away. Every psychological issue that is going with a person for long times, for years, for whatever, is an experience that didn't get that full process, that full attention that it needs, that I need from it, for it. It's a must. And that experience is waiting to be completed. And it's running after you. It stays present in your mind and expecting to be completed. And instead of that, we turn our back to it. Over and over again, over and over again. We turn our back to it. Why? Because it's painful. Because it's our nature to avoid pain and to wish for the nice, for the good, for the warm, for the fun. This is our nature. If you see someone that is running after trouble, that is running after suffering, you can know that he lost his mind, that something is wrong with him. This is our nature, to avoid the pain. But real spiritual work and inner work is to understand that pain and fun are just two sides of my being. Just two sides of my life, two sides of my character, two faces of the Creator that might show me myself or my life or my experience or His or what. Choose the way to look at it. The truth is that it is part of life. Everything is part of life. If you ever heard of it, if you ever thought of it, if it ever happened to you, it's a part of your life. That's it. To get over the need to avoid the pain and to reject it, and just to understand that it's not what I want, it's not what I wish for, but I will go through it if it's needed. All of the rejections and all of the problems are born in the mind, in the thoughts, in the fears. What is the purpose of life at all? What is it? And as long as you think that the purpose of life is connected to fun, to accomplish whatever missions that are going to bring you to somewhere or to something, it's the suffering comes with it. Suffering comes with the fun. Suffering comes with all of your wills and wishings. Again, let's separate between suffering and pain. If you're caught to your individual thoughts and wishings and whatever amazing good things that you wish, if you're caught to it in your mind, suffering comes with it. Because pain is a part of the picture. If you have what you want and you have what you wish, and the silence is called mamadaka, a thin channel of silence is going between all of the noise and all of the, oh, my sons, oh, everyone, so I'm so ashamed, I'm so worried, what's going to happen to me? Connected to the channel of the silence, he's there. This is where Aaron HaKohen is at. But they only wanted to do good, and they only follow their heart, and they only, but... They were not doomed because what they did. They just died. And it's okay to learn how to stop rejecting the pain. That birth is a hard experience for the mother and also for the daughter. And every mother and every daughter needs to cry a lot after the pain that they suffered. And not to keep the suffering messing up your mind all day. All the rejections. No, this is... I can't stand it anymore. It's only thoughts. Who are you now? You're sitting in a class with your friends around you. You have someone talking. This is your life at the moment. You don't have nothing that you can't stand anymore because your mother said back there in whatever point on the map that she is at, whatever. It's only thoughts. It's only the mind playing with us. I'm talking to you now Buddhism, not Judaism. We're talking meditation now. Because this is the base to found yourself and to build yourself to get to the point beyond. This is where you need to get to as a non-Jew and then to decide if you're really going to the next mission of trying to be a Jew. And this is a place that a Jew must get to and try to be a Jew after. If the purpose of life is connected to good time, you're going to suffer. Because as long as you're not getting what you want, you're suffering. If you find a purpose to life that is wider, that is deeper than having fun or feeling good, you can go to the point beyond suffering. If your purpose in life is really, really to feel as deep as you can your feelings, to meet your reality as deep as you can with all of your heart, and at the same time, you know, there are religious rabbis that can come and say, Aaron HaKohen, you see, was silent. He had such a huge faith. He didn't feel no sorrow at the end of the death of his sons because he was so... No. This is not what I'm saying. He felt the pain in the strongest way you can ever imagine. But at the same time, he had the ability and the strength to go out of the experience and to just observe to the dimension of silence. When whatever happens, you're not only that identity personal, connected, glued to physicality character, you're always also the observer, the one that is just able to bow, to take three steps back and to look at yourself and at your thoughts and at your feelings and at your life. To go back to that thin channel of silence where the voice of the Creator is revealing out of. There are so many presents and gifts that are waiting for us and that are offered to us, and we just reject them. Reject the pain, the loss. Immediately after Aaron is reacting in the amazing way he reacts with that silence, he probably doesn't know what to do with himself also at that moment. So he's staying silent. Immediately after, he's getting a prophecy, a new mitzvot, eternal mitzvot that are written in the Holy Torah, coming out of his mouth. Not only Moshe, because he stood in such a huge situation, experience, which was a test. And every moment in life is a test to that point. Do you know who you are? Do you ever look at yourself out of the selfish point that you are at? Not selfish in the meaning, just selfish as a state of mind. Do you have any connection to the dimension of silence? Is that the purpose of life for you or not? Yes, Hashem, I want to be this, I want to be holy, I want to be righteous, I want. Shut up for a moment. Let Hashem speak. Let Hashem guide you. Connect yourself to a true point. It's okay that you want to be righteous. It's okay that you want to be holy. I believe you, you can say it. You can say it. But leave place. Let it come out by itself. If you really want it, it will come out by itself into the silence. It's all lacking in emunah, in faith, to try to push reality to places, to... When you really feel the urge to do, you go and you do. When you really feel a need to something, you will find yourself doing it. You will find it happening to you. The silence is a thick, thick channel between all of the fire and the winds and the noise and the hard stones that are breaking and crushing from the wind and the fire burning everything, and heaven is booming and everything, it's crazy. And there is a thick, thick channel of silence that is taking you to another dimension. When you stop rejecting, when you stop letting your thoughts run your life, when you stop letting your feelings run your life, when you stop letting your desires run your life, when you start watching your mind. This is a new sticker that I want to make. Watch your mind. It doesn't exist at all, it's only thoughts. I can't stand it anymore. It's you're living, you stand it, you're surviving, time goes by and it's okay. The problem is just we have a habit, we're addicted to the suffering, to the need to be miserable, to the need to suffer. But the truth is that you're so amazing. It's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving you a test that you're not able to stand. He's not giving you a pain that you're not able to stand. He's not giving you any experience that you're not able to stand. And at that point, it's written in with Briota, with his creations, not with his nation. Every human, every ant, every elephant. You're so amazing. You're going through all of that. And more than that, we carry so many experiences that are, like I said before, psychological needs and problems that are not supposed to make our life so heavy and hard if we would just finish with it. But we stand all of it. We're so amazingly strong, so amazingly deep. And that real you that is there always, connected to the silence, that the selfish image is not aware to even, but it's there. And this is the real you. And it's so beautiful, and it's so deep, and so true. And it's such a shame that we, instead of enjoying that beautiful thing, that beautiful me, we just spend our time by suffering and suffering and suffering from things that don't exist at all. But the numbers in the bank, they're okay. But my wife, she is not allowed to talk to me like that. Okay. The truth is, like Shlomo HaMelech is saying, that if you have two options, you got an invitation to a party, and you have a place where they sit Shiva, the mourning on a dead. So he says it's better to go to the mourning place than to go to a party. What do you say? What's the meaning of that? To go to people, to cry with the people, and to suffer. It's not suffering. It's not about that. What do you say?
People, mm-hmm. I think, feel suffering. Like, they feel suffering stronger than they feel simcha. And it's a harder emotion to feel, you know?
Yes. So hopefully we will learn how to feel stronger simcha. And not to feel only the pain so strong. If purposes of life is connected to fully, deeply feel, you have more certainty that the pain is a true deep feeling. Why? Because you don't want it. When it's happiness, you can always doubt it, because this is what you really wish for. So maybe you're running away from yourself in a way just to party. And not that it's wrong to have fun again. And I wish me and all of us that we will learn how to feel strongly our happiness again. But if you want certainty, you will find it when you feel deeply something that you don't want naturally to feel, when you're not rejecting it and you really feel it. In happiness, you have nothing to reject because it's what you want. If you're going into the depth of the pain, you have a certainty that you're going through a full, deep experience and that you're touching the purpose. And hopefully we'll get to very deep, happy, and full experience in our lives. Happy. And really deep. As much as it's possible. But it's not the purpose. The purpose is the feeling itself, is the connection itself, is the deepness itself, the consciousness itself. And to learn that all of our feelings and thoughts and desires and whatever is a part of the selfish mind and body, which is also a spiritual being, all of that is not the real you that you are. It's all parts of the observation. That we learn how to breathe. Be'ezrat Hashem. Good luck.